kind of like Neanderthal activate.
Start bopping your head instantly. Because that's what we do on Wine Wednesdays. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to The Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia, your hostess with the mostest, sitting beside one of my favorite ladies.
Hello.
That's Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar. Oh, look at Donna. We forgot to give her glass. She hurried us along, folks, to get production going, and she forgot to grab her wine. How silly. How silly.
How do you like that, Donna?
Yummy.
Yeah. It's like juice. It's delicious.
We just tried that last week, Anna and I did, with one of my wine reps, and we were both so blown away.
Oh my gosh.
Immediately shut my mouth and let her negotiate the deal, and she did stellar.
Thank you. Like,
good job, Anna.
Negotiating is a bit of an art form, especially when I really want something.
Oh, you did. You were brilliant. I just kind of excused myself from the room and let you have it.
And now, folks, we're sitting on cases of this delicious little New Zealand Pinot Noir.
Two cases in my car for you.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. Now, what is it that we're doing? That's right. Every week here on the Vero Insider, we educate you on some great wines, different varietals, different areas.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best things about Blue Star Wine Bar, of course, is you get to try an array of wines and foods from literally around the globe, and you never even have to leave Vero Beach. It's
there you
genius.
Go. I like that. Yeah,
I know.
It's true.
It's in that new ad we put in Portfolio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I should read that sometime. I'm like, wow, she's really going on. That's pretty awesome.
Isn't it?
Well, and
so
this
right
wine
now we're
is
in new
too.
Zealand.
New Zealand Pinot Noir. It's freaking great stuff.
It has a gorgeous musical note on the label. I don't care if people say labels matter.
It's called Coney Pizzicato Pinot Noir. It's from Martinborough, New Zealand. It's absolutely delicious. It's immediately going on our By the Glass program. It's very full. It's very, how would I say that? Fiscally responsible. It's very affordable. And it drinks like a very expensive Pinot. We love it. And it has a little thing on the neck that I did not see. It took a silver medal in 2009 at the International Wine and Spirits Competition in wherever they had that. Doesn't say.
Well, that's kind of brilliant because you're getting a whole lot of wine
really good.
For the right bottle price.
Yeah.
And I mean,
usually New Zealand Pinots are really expensive.
Yes, they are because they have so much finesse.
Good. Well, and they don't make a lot of, you know, they're rapidly expanding their vineyard capacities, but it's kind of a new thing. So it's good.
Well, I think it's just delicious, and I'm so
too.
Happy that he shared it with us.
And remember, I was the one that said, I don't want to taste it because I was trying to take a week off, which never works.
That's cute.
My liver a week off after the whole holiday season. And you were there and you said, well, I'll try it. And then you said, oh, this is so good. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll try
it. Fine. Somebody
and
twist
it. And it was delicious.
Yes, yes. So this is something that we highly recommend. And when you're shopping and you're looking at New Zealand Pinots, consider it.
Absolutely.
But at Blue Star, definitely participate.
The New Zealand Pinots are, here's what I'd say about them. They're very friendly. They're kind of right in between the area of Oregon and California.
Spot on.
Yeah, they're not really like a French Pinot, which tend to be higher acid levels and a little bit more
minerality balance.
And leaner, definitely leaner,
right.
Which I would, you know, some people might say thin, and I just say sophisticated. The French are very sophisticated, but it's a more acidic style that goes more with food, and this is a very drinkable style that I like
with
that
or
goes
without
with
food.
Conversation and food.
Yeah.
So,
because
there
there's no shortage of conversation to be had when you're listening to the Vero
Not
Insider.
When you start drinking wine.
What's up?
We should have a thing where somebody should, at the beginning of our show, the second that they hear it, they should immediately go to our Facebook page, and whoever hits us up first and tells us what they're drinking, then I'll buy them, like, you know, a glass of wine at the bar.
Way to go, Kitty.
Because we used to do trivia. We could do trivia at the end, and we could do whoever hits it at the precise moment and tells us what they're drinking.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're just trying to encourage you to drink on the job, folks. So,
There's nothing wrong with it. It makes the workplace more enjoyable.
Exactly.
In fact, at my workplace at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, we had quite the soiree last week where we hosted all the realtors for the Alive at 5. And we had Jason Nesbitt and his buddy, David.
Yep, from Old Barber Bridge.
Correct, from OBB.
Brilliant musicians and great guys.
Widely accepted by all of the realtors. Very impressed.
Yes.
We had Gator Cates do some gorgeous paninis and a carrot ginger soup. That
delicious.
Was so yummy.
I know you love soup.
And Strike a Pose. My new friend Gary, he has one of those walk-in photo booths, and you have the assortment of different, let's see, hats, boas, masks, glasses, all the... So it's tons of fun. One or two glasses of wine, and next thing you know, everyone's playing dress-up and taking pictures, and it's the best souvenir you can take with you.
It's usually what happens to us when we start drinking.
I know. I'm like, I'm just sharing with everybody a good night.
Yeah.
Like, this is standard operating procedures, folks.
This is how it goes.
But obviously, everybody was impressed with the boutique wines that were graciously suggested from Blue Star, of course.
Oh, good. Did they like those?
They loved them.
Awesome.
They loved them.
Yeah, and that red was really good.
That's why we came to the Blue Star after party.
Yay.
We had a bunch of newbies.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Nothing
wrong
with that.
Just doing our part. Just doing our part.
Absolutely.
There's going to be a lot of newbies this Saturday at Blue Star, too.
Yeah, Rooftop. I cannot wait. It's going to be
awesome. Third Saturday of every month. We got a little Mojo sandwich up there.
Tony Rodriguez and Mojo sandwich.
I want to squeeze you, Tony. I just want to squeeze you.
It's going to be awesome. We have a big week going on this week.
Yeah, we do.
Well, we got, you know, we have Ed Chanafy Thursday. And Old Barbara Bridge, speaking of David,
Jason
Nesbitt, and Mountain Bruce tonight, Wednesday. And then, you know, what's cool is the weekend after is the 24th and the 25th, Friday, Saturday. It's a huge, big party week because if you've ever been to the Blue Star Wine Bar, Danielle, my manager, who is always behind the bar with her gorgeous blonde curly hair and fabulous smile and great personality. It's her birthday on Thursday. And we have
a new band coming to town.
Yes,
for
we
us.
Do. We have a reggae band, Burning Tree, and they have played at places like Filthy's and all over. They're actually quite famous. They're incredible. So we're going to have this great reggae band Friday night, and then on the 24th of January, and then on 25th, my birthday, I have the Wiley Nash Birthday Bash.
Nice.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
If it rhymes, it's a good time.
Because I tell you what, because they've got a new singer, April, April French, who is a phenomenal.
In addition to Lily?
No. Lily actually has joined another band down. Oh. She was driving from Stewart, and the drive was killing her.
Sure.
That's, you know, an hour is a long way. But April is local. She is an incredible, incredible singer. She has
that's some breaking news
some
on the Vero
incredible
Insider, just saying, folks.
Gospel pipes. She can belt it out. She's incredible. So don't miss it. She actually did her first show in December, and we were all standing around with our chins on the floor going, holy crap, this girl's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. That's interesting. Speaking of interesting, we have something in the works. We've just kind of put some final touches
doing?
On it. We are raising awareness and funds for the Healthy Start Coalition through Kitty Wagner's participation
Healthy
in
babies.
Dancing with the Vero Stars.
Exactly, yeah.
So in order to really bring to light the big fundraiser, which is Dancing with the Vero Stars, we are going to be doing our own independent fundraiser at the Blue Star, launching this February. So it's just a few weeks away, folks.
I know it. I'm excited about this.
Yes. There's nothing not to be excited
about. And I must
get,
I have to give credit where credit is due. You know, Anna thought this up because she's brilliant and she actually watches TV and I don't. So I didn't even know about
sometimes.
I didn't know, so go ahead and tell them all about it.
So it is
I didn't know anything
the
about
Voice
it.
Vero Style. And we will be hosting 8 different contestants each Tuesday.
Yep.
Throughout February.
Right.
And each week there will be two
from
winners.
From what, 6 o'clock to 8 or
from 7 to about 8:30.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So we encourage all the contestants, it's a $35 entry, and we encourage them to bring friends, family members to participate in some great...
To help vote for them.
To help vote for them, to participate in great hors d'oeuvres and drinks, bring some signs, all that good stuff, create this really awesome atmosphere on a Tuesday at Blue Star. And then the top 8 finalists will go on to the finals the first 2 weeks of March.
Okay, so every Tuesday we have 8 people who are going to come in. Each person's going to sing one song.
One song.
And mm-hmm. we have our celebrity judges.
3 judges.
We have 3 celebrity judges, which is going to be awesome because I already know who they are, but we're going to unveil that next week.
Right.
And
they're going to turn around when they fall in love with the person's voice that they are hearing. So
exactly.
The judges don't get to see the people look like.
Yeah, see, I've never seen the show.
I have the special chairs for you. Don't worry.
I'm so excited.
Come, handsome.
So they're going to come in. They're going to sing. We're going to pick out of the 8 people that are singing.
Two.
We're going to pick the top 2. And then at the end of 4 weeks, we're going to have a sing-off. And then we pick the winner who wins all the money.
All the money and their own headliner show at the Blue Star.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to give you
as
a whole
night.
As well
as a possible charter on our guests. Amazing catamaran. Did you know that, Bruce?
I wasn't aware of that yet, no.
Oh, congratulations!
Surprise.
Don't worry, we'll provide the wine, you provide the catamaran.
Yep.
You see, it's simple. If we're like already
here,
halfway there.
Let's get a glass of wine in his hand first so we can get him greased up before we jump him with the idea that he's going to contribute.
Oh, okay, good idea.
Lubrication is the way to go.
I agree thoroughly. Just tune in to our next show and figure out all those details. No, so this is Bruce Jackson, everybody. He is the owner, proprietor, and extraordinaire, tour guide extraordinaire on the Sail Moonraker, which launches right out of the marina here
Vero
in Vero
Beach Marina. It's a 40-foot catamaran.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
It's a luxury yacht. It's a mansion and a yacht.
Taste it. It's delicious. What
yeah,
are you doing?
We're supposed to drink on air. See, even our producer is. Good job, Donna.
Mm. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome, Bruce.
So tell us all about the boat.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that these are excursions that can be geared for couples, groups,
Valentine's.
It's literally around the corner.
Yes, show your lady you love her. Take her out on the water.
Oh, it's stunning.
And you're allowed to drink while you're on. So
yes.
That's the best part.
And we know people
food,
with good wine.
Drink.
Her name's Kitty.
Yeah. Actually, I will gladly provide wine to the boat.
And to the winner of the Voice Vero Style. They too are going to get an amazing romantic charter or perhaps just a fun-filled one with some friends. But go on. Don't let us stop
well, no, I
you.
Think giving a loved one a gift certificate on Valentine's would be a wonderful thing to do.
I think so. Forget the gift certificate. Take them on the charter.
Yeah. And
let's go.
On the 14th, there's going to be a...
That's a Friday, by the way.
And it's going to be a full moon on the 14th. So there's going to be a moonrise sunset charter on the 14th, Valentine's Day.
That's I'm going to try cool. not to wallow in the fact that I'm single. Thank you. Thanks for throwing all that out there.
Yeah. You know, I saw that your smile was kind of more in a straight line. And I kept, you know, before the show, I was like, so how you doing? And you're like, fine. I'm like, yeah, that's not really...
That's not a full moon Valentine's, but I'll have to figure it out.
More wine in her before I start pumping out some facts here.
Now, let's figure out the fact that you are available for charter. How many days in advance? What are the details? How does this work, Bruce, with Sail Moonraker?
How this works is people can charter anywhere from 3 hours up to 8 hours.
Oh.
And we do a few 2 hours.
Okay.
And the most popular is a 3-hour cruise. And we go out at 11 o'clock and come back around 2, or we do a sunset and we come back about 15 minutes after sunset.
Que romantico. That's
but,
special.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Most people start with the 3-hour, and then the repeat guests, they seem to do 4 hours and 6 hours.
So how many people can the Sail Moonraker hold?
Well, the boat itself can hold up to 20 people, but we are limited to 6 guests, and that's...
Okay.
That's for insurance reasons. We take 6 people out, and it's their boat. So whether it's 2 people, 3 people, 4 people... It's their boat for
Bruce
however many
enjoys
hours.
Being told what to do, folks. So it's a very fantastic event. He'll go wherever you want. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
No, truly, a quick commercial break is necessary. But when we get back, I want to find out what the Moonraker is. For
well,
all
for
of
your
guests,
serious sailors who really want to go out, I mean, you know, that 8-hour ocean charter. If your husband,
with those sails.
If you were married to a guy and you guys always had sailboats and stuff like that, I mean, there's nothing like going out on a catamaran and not having to do the work and being out there
I
in the open ocean
idea.
For 8 hours.
Well, listen, don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County.
Confused by the Affordable Care Act? Attend a spirited and fact-based debate on Tuesday, January 21st at Riverside Theater and cast your vote either for or against the motion, The Nation Needs the Affordable Care Act. Presented by the Distinguished Lecturer Series and sponsored by Wilmington Trust, the evening will feature 2 expert debaters arguing for and 2 against the motion. Reception is at 5 and the debate begins at 5:30. For more details and to purchase tickets, visit RiversideLecturerSeries.com and click on the debate button.
The 23rd annual Fellsmere Frog Leg Festival is hopping into town. The excitement happens Thursday, January 16th through Sunday, January 19th, with over 100 crafters, midway rides, and games galore. Enjoy frog leg and gator tail dinners, and how about a glass of beer or wine? Entertainment, parking, and admission are all free all weekend. Thursday is armband night, unlimited rides for one low price. Enjoy Dancing with Vero stars, champions Tom and Cheryl Isola on Friday night, and live entertainment all weekend long. Proceeds benefit children's recreational needs in the city of Fellsmere. Remember, it's for the kids. Parking and shuttle service are free at Mesa Park Saturday and Sunday. From I-95, take exit 156, head west on County Road 512 for 3 miles to the city of Fellsmere. The festival is held at the Old School Grounds, 22 South Orange Street. Don't worry, you can't miss it. For more information, visit froglegfestival.com or follow us on Facebook. Come for the fun, January 16th through the 19th. See you at the festival.
Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Welcome, welcome back. It's Wine Wednesday. Your hostess with the most is Anna Valencia. Perhaps you heard some of our great sponsors' commercials during the short commercial break. Foxy Nails.
Was that you?
We just love you.
On Foxy Nails.
Well, it's the best place to get a manicure and pedicure.
Let me see your piggies. Oh, yeah. You're still in pretty and pink.
Yeah, I got them all taken off.
Because you just did that last week.
Mm-hmm, I did.
Looks good.
Yeah, the gel polish will last 2 weeks, chip-free.
Nice. That is an amazing product.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And then, of course, Republic Services. Yep. Big shout out to the fact that they put together Oshamush. They put together an amazing package for all of our Oceanside businesses to help them with their recycling program, save money, and, of course, be a little bit more personally responsible this brand new 2014.
Working awesome. With Curb, Keep Indian River Beautiful,
right.
Who we absolutely adore for keeping our county and our beaches and everything just gorgeous.
That's right. They have the Bain Take
providing the correct receptacle for
that's
your problem.
Right. Bam! they provide that amazing bait tank that's right outside the marina.
I love that.
Last year alone, they prevented 35,000 cigarette butts from going into the waterway right there by just having that bait
the tank shark bait.
Properly
yeah,
placed.
Those things are cool.
Genius.
They have them at all the beaches, too. And you know what? When I first moved to Florida, that was one thing that annoyed me because it was the really early 90s, and so people were still smoking a lot, and
sure.
You'd go to the beach, and there'd just be cigarette butts everywhere, and you're
everywhere.
Like, ew, the world is not your ashtray, like, seriously.
Be considerate, folks.
Yeah.
Even if it does match.
I'm okay if you want to smoke. That's fine. Just, you know.
Put it away properly, please.
I'll pick up a big bag, and I'll just dump them in your front yard and see how you feel about it.
I bet you're not going to dig it.
It's not
but
so
what
cool.
You are going to dig is a great golfing experience out at Sandridge, of course.
We love Bella.
That's right. We do. We love Bella.
Bella.
What is it?
Oh, I was just thinking about the thing that we're doing, and I'm like, oh, ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
In my Neanderthal atrophied, wine-addled brain, I was like, mm-hmm. Cool.
One more for the show. Yeah, so of course, as Valentine's Day approaches and you're looking for something to give your man or leading lady, Sandridge, they have obviously the private lessons.
What's better than golf?
For two. You know, it's really...
Pro shop.
It's awesome. So just always think of Sandridge. And of course, support all of our sponsors by going to theveroinsider.com, clicking on our sponsors tab, and showing them how much you love them because you love us. Ow, ow!
Of course I do.
Now let's get
What's
back
not
to
love.
I tell you what.
Seriously.
This delicious brand new Pinot by the glass at Blue Star with Happy Hour.
I know.
What's up?
In lifeguards. Wait.
Half Naked Men, it's genius. Speaking of Half Naked Men, Bruce, let's talk about your charter.
He has clothing on.
Oh, well, he does right now.
I know.
But does he always?
That's
when
a
he's
miracle
chartering?
Of radio. They're not really sure.
Does he or doesn't he?
I don't know.
So the sale Moonraker, tell us what Moonraker is, won't you? Because I was highly enlightened.
With the Moonraker?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people ask about the Moonraker and what it means. And I've done a lot of sailing over the years, and most of my sailing at night has been during a full moon. So you have light at night, and the light of the moon rakes across the water. So as you're sailing, the light follows the boat across the water, and hence you have a Moonraker. That's where the name came from.
Beautiful. And I really am a big fan of the logo itself, because it has that perfect full moon, yet just kissed by the sun transition, and then the entire rake effect happening within the water, and then you have the gorgeous quarterman.
The light on the water.
Yeah, and then
with the catamaran.
And full sail, of course. It's really stunning. So let's talk about this. You can go onto the ocean.
Can go to the ocean. The Moonraker is a 40-foot catamaran. It's a luxury cruising catamaran. This catamaran is not a typical charter boat. This boat is actually a luxury cruising catamaran that can cruise the world. It's done many circumnavigations, sister ships, which are other Manta 40-foot catamarans.
Oh.
So it's fully equipped to go around the world.
Where's the furthest you've been on your catamaran, Bruce?
Well, I've been up north to Oriental. I've been down south to the Exumas. I have about 7,000 miles of cruising on this boat.
Ooh. Where's the Exumas? I'm a little...
The Exumas are south Bahamas. South end of the Bahamas.
Oh, gorgeous.
Beautiful. Very Nobody's gorgeous. Down there. Bunch of just islands and sand, and it's just wonderful.
Ooh. And for people who don't know what makes a catamaran is, you know, you have sailboats, which have one hull, and the catamarans are the ones that have the double hull.
Double, yeah.
With the space in between, and it's connected above the water. So when I first moved to Florida, I went out on a boat and went out into the ocean, and you know, it was not a great experience for me because I got kind of sick. But on a catamaran, it's very, very, very smooth. There's because of the double hull design, it's
sort
incredibly,
glides.
Yeah, it's incredibly smooth.
That's interesting.
You don't get that back and forth or any of that heavy wave action or any, it's incredibly very comfortable.
Oh, good to know.
Which is awesome.
That is awesome.
No,
you don't
is.
Want to spill
and
your
it's
wine.
A, and it's, and yeah. it, we don't want that no. to ever happen. We have priorities, folks. And I would assume that in all things considered for the quality of the charter, for the ambiance, everything considered, it's a reasonable fair price and the packages are based accordingly.
That's right. Yeah. They're all based on how many hours you take the boat out
and
for.
So and so if people want to look a little bit more, they can go to a website?
They can. They're going to go to sailmoonraker.com and everything's there. Most people, when they go there, you want to look at the ship's blog. We've been doing this for 5 years now. We're starting our sixth year.
Congratulations. So, happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. And at the ship's blog, if you go there, you'll see videos and pictures every month for the last 4 or 5 years of what we've been doing.
That's good to know. Now, something else that's happening out at the marina that Kitty and I will be attending that benefits the Hibiscus Children's Center is just a couple weeks away. Tickets are available at $75 a piece. That is the Passport to Wine and Dine.
That's going to be such a great event.
It's going to be amazing. You get
it
a little
phenomenal.
Souvenir passport.
Yep.
You go to different stations throughout the entire club itself, and they pair a native wine from a particular region with a food, and it's just so. I went last year. It was so delicious and so much fun.
That is at the
great
is that at the Yacht Club or the marina?
That's at the marina.
Nice. Great. That's a different venue than last year.
Well, the Yacht Club and the marina are the same thing, aren't they?
Well, the marina is owned by the city and the Yacht Club is a private.
It's at the Yacht Club.
Exactly.
Attached
but you
to
know
the
what?
Marina.
If you show up at the marina, you will eventually find it because they're literally on top of each other.
Right.
So you can't
they're
miss it.
One
just
the same for
aim
me.
In the general direction okay. of north of the Barber Bridge on the water and you're there.
So it'll be a lot of fun. In fact, we'll be interviewing them next week. So $75 a ticket, Passport to Wine and Dine. You know, hang out with Anna and Kitty.
And I'm going to the to mention this too, a free shout out because you know I love that. Being a chef, I'm going to the Top Chef Challenge
January 28th.
It's the 27th, Monday the 27th at the Elks Lodge. And you can call, it benefits
keep correcting
the
host, Kitty.
Well, sorry.
homeless family
you know
center.
Me, I pay attention when someone says food, I'm like, oh, really?
I'm
when?
In it.
But yeah,
oh,
that's at the Elks Lodge on the 27th, and that benefits the homeless family shelter. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and that's super.
And that's fun because that's 15 people who want to compete at the finals. And so you have 15 in a room and you get to go and taste everything and then
we're
vote.
Tasters. Visit theveroinsider.com and we will hear you next week. Happy
Donna
Wine
wants
Wednesday.
Us to wrap this up. She's like, whipping her hand around like a bullfighter.